My mom drives strangers to work. Marina doesn't have a car yet, so mom drives her since they work together anyway. My mom helps her with the paperwork, and I do too. But sometimes the wording is so much that it gets hard to translate back and forth and back and forth. Sometimes it feels like you need an English degree just to fill out the forms correctly so you can stay. My mom drives her to work, so she can afford to live here, so she can buy a car, so she can drive herself to work, because this is her home now. And if she doesn't make a home for herself here, she won't have one anywhere. My mom drives strangers to work, and to the DMV. She drove both of us to the DMV to get our licenses this summer. I passed. Marina couldn't even pass through the line, because the barriers and loopholes embroidered into the fabric of the system are impossible to navigate when you're not from here. My parents came here knowing they were leaving home, knowing that home would still be there. Marina left Ukraine knowing hers wouldn't. The only home left is the memory and photos she holds in her pockets, and the stale taste of bread and her mother tongue lingering like morning breath that I selfishly and naively wish I could still taste from my own childhood. She will never see her childhood home or her favorite bakery, because those places don't exist. They've been strewn across the streets she used to walk, like flurries of ash from a house fire, a very big house fire. My mom drives people to work. I remember driving with them through the streets of Chicago. There were these grown men on the street treating us like strangers in their house, protesting with pitchforks and patriotism in every Crayola-scribbled poster. Do you think she wants this? Do you think any of us wanted this? Our home is a graveyard filled with the bones of 500,000 brothers, sisters, children, moms, dad, people. There are people in the earth beneath our feet who are lucky enough to live in their home forever. My mom drives strangers home. I think she wishes it was her brother in the passenger seat beside her. She hasn't brought him up much since he was drafted. I hope when he comes home, his daughter will be able to hold his hand. Moya mama drives strangers to work. And when she comes home, I am thankful that I can hold her worn, tired hands. The hands that cradled me across the Atlantic, and the hands that have carried worn, tired people home.